Well, good morning, all.
Good morning.
Thank you, Gloria. That was beautiful. Get my stuff ready here. Let's pray again. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for that beautiful medley, Lord. We still have a beautiful country, Lord. We thank you for the music that we, our country, can get encouraged by. We just pray now for my talk today. We thank you for putting this topic on my heart, and may it just bring glory to you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. This world is really changing fast, especially in the technology sector. It seems like every week something new was coming up, you know, and I go back quite a few years, unfortunately, but when the computer craze started, you know, I got one, as most people did, and everything was beige, and the computer looked like almost a suitcase. And then the monitor on top of it was this gigantic thing that did not even have a very big screen on it. And you just go up, and usually you open a word processor program. They called them programs in those days. Now they're called apps. And you write what you're going to write, or you do something on a spreadsheet, or some kind of financial program, you know, limited things. Now you turn on your computer, and all of them, Apple, Windows, whatever you're doing, what do you want to create today? Everything's about creating and designing, and you can do it on your phone, tablet, laptop, PC, all of them. That's the new buzzword out there, are AI and creating. And AI can be very useful. It can, I know Microsoft, unfortunately, they fired, I think, 3,000 people, and they replaced them at AI and does all their coding. It doesn't make any errors, so they can put these workers hopefully somewhere else. But it also can be very evil if it's in the wrong hands. It can basically write whatever you want it to write, and you'll tell it. Some churches are using AI to write their sermons. That is completely, you won't ever find any of that here. When Adel asked me to do one of these things, he usually gives me about a month, and it takes that long to get a topic, and you pray and read, and sometimes you don't get a topic till, as Sherry, you get stressed out, and you don't get a topic for quite a while. And then even the day before, you mentioned this the other day, the Lord gets these little nuggets, and he tells you something. I just got something from Taylor upstairs. So no messages here from, they call them large language models. It's all computer-generated text. You don't know where it comes from. And you don't even know it's true. They can mimic government leaders, their voices perfectly. Now a new one the FBI just put out 3 days ago, you can get a call from government leaders to either click on something and contribute or collect money for something. I think we have a man upstairs working the video today. He's a cybersecurity expert. You know him all. And he gives great words of advice. He says, don't click on anything. And that's true. This is serious as a heart attack. In the first quarter of 2025, $200 million were generated from scams by this stuff. There's been over 30 suicides by young people who have used some social media, posted a picture of themselves, and then people do what's called a deep fake. They completely modify them, so these people get shamed, they get so embarrassed or teased. 30 suicides from this type of behavior. You have to be super super careful anytime. I don't even take a survey now, even if it's from somebody that just worked on my house. You don't know where they're coming from. So we have to be careful. And today, that's what I'm going to talk about, is designing and creating. That's the new thing. First, an update from Sherry. Where is she sitting now? She's right here. You know, about 7 weeks ago, she broke her broken bones in her foot, three metatarsal bones. She was in a cast for 6 weeks. Now she's been in the boot for a week. And now two more weeks with the boot, and Lord willing, she can walk again. The doctor, when she took an x-ray, she said, "You're healing good." That was good. So when she did this, I researched, I wanted to see what's going on, so I researched bones in the foot. There's 26 bones in one foot, 33 joints, and over 100 ligaments, muscles, and tendons. What an incredible design. You know, I relate everything to food. There was a cross-section of a metatarsal. And if you can put it on the screen, you've probably seen these before. We used to have these at Christmas time, very tasty. This is pretty much what that metatarsal bone looks like. It's got an outer core, which you see, and filled with a darker substance in the middle. They're tasty. I read the ingredients and man, I tasted one yesterday. I would never even, they have some of the worst things in the world for you. It says modified sugar. I mean, filled, there was 100 ingredients in there. None of them any good for you. So hard outer layer, in the inner layer is the marrow. And Dr. Rudy could probably explain this. I'm not gonna try to explain it, but the marrow can produce blood cells, and the outer layer is the bone. But so Sherry and I are walking, and you got your little toe, your big toe, and the three metatarsals. So she took a bad step, and all three of them snapped, and she heard it. She went down and said, "Oh no, I think I hurt myself." So three bones, explain this to me. You got three bones broken. So here's what the doctor did. She's just got her foot there, and they took an x-ray, of course, and said, "Yeah, you did a number on yourself," but they just put a foam pad here, a foam pad here, and this man comes in and he wraps fiberglass tape all over the place, comes up, and she's got this giant cast on. It was heavier than her whole leg. And so how in the world does that procedure, how are her bones healing now? How is that possible? And that's my first point today. They were designed and created by the perfect designer, which was God. There's no artificial intelligence there. He knows everything, and he knows how to design those body parts, and everything in our body that was done, everything is designed by God. Yet common teaching says everything was created by a Big Bang theory, where the universe was created in a hot, big state, expanding rapidly. But they admit that they can't explain the initial conditions that led to the Big Bang. Then life began through a series of chemical reactions with gases. Or they had a theory that said life could be originated elsewhere, then spread to Earth through space on comets or meteors. Yet man won't believe the Bible, but they'll believe this stuff came from other planets. If all this, I'm not saying I know how the Lord created everything. I know he did. But so, if there was gases, God created them. He created all conditions. I'm not buying man's theory on creation. God has always existed, and he designed and created everything that ever was. In Ecclesiastes, it states, God is the maker of all things. before I forget, Dave, I didn't want to leave you out. This was, and I just stumbled across this one this morning. There's been over 106 cases. They're called AI hallucinations. And they created by law firms. In this particular one, they wrote the big story about it. I think they were paying this insurance company over $30 million. And this law firm would create stories about inmates. They defended the prison. That was their job. They were the lawyers for the prison. Yet they created all these stories about things that were happening in the prison. Fake. Totally generated by that large language model I was talking about. That AI will write anything you want it to. And the lawyer, he got caught. He said, "I apologize. I hope, Your Honor, you would not punish my colleagues." He broke a company rule, but he never verified anything. They pumped it up to get more judgments. And that just why AI is so dangerous in the wrong hands. But getting back to the Lord creating everything, He said it, I believe it. I don't know all the nuances about how long it took or how He did it, but I know He did it. And talk to the campers today. You see evidence of His creation everywhere. Just beautiful. They look like they had a great time. Look at the skies, the planets, the tides, the way they work. I know Bill Murray's out there watching. I remember we were talking about one thing, and he said, "God is just juggling these planets out there. I mean, one little rotational thing can send the sun, destroy the whole earth, but the Lord is creating all that." Look at nature, you see it. You know, you guys know what the wedge formation is. We had that in the police department. It's like this. You got one, then two, then three. If you watch the birds, they fly in a wedge formation, and Sherry and I were listening to something that explained this. And the guy in front is doing most of the work, yet these guys, they're drafting like a race car. They draft off the object in front of them to make it easier on them. So when the front gets tired, he goes in the back, a new guy replaces him. That way they can travel hundreds of miles without having to collapse and rest. Where does that come from? The Lord designed these birds to do that. Some people might say, "I don't believe that Genesis story," but I believe the whole thing myself. The Word says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine." And I can testify to that. I know He had His worked in my life, and He has changed my life. I know I'm still a work in progress, obviously. Got a long way to go. But I can be a witness that He made everything. He made me a new creation. Man just wants to deny the existence of the true God. So I'm going to talk about a few verses from Genesis. It's amazing. It'll be one line of this huge, incredible creation. Humility, understanding, no bragging, just the facts. Anybody remember that? Just the facts, ma'am? Dragnet? Got a few people. And what the Lord says in all humility again, six times in Genesis 1, He said that He did this miraculous thing, and He says, He saw it was good. I mean, it was awesome. It was incredible. God is good. He is great. His creation is great. He doesn't corrupt anything for evil like man does all the time. I'll just read these verses. Genesis 1, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." There's God. He's there. It didn't say He was created by some hot gases coming from molecules. God was always there, and He created the heaven and the earth. "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters." verse 20 says, "And God said, let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky." God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move according all across the ground according to their kinds. And God said it was good. God said, let us, there's Jesus, Holy Spirit, and God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. For those who don't say Jesus was not around then, he was. Let us make mankind in our own image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over the creatures that move on the ground. Think about it. He says, God created mankind and us, in his own image. In the image he created them, male and female, he created them. Psalm 139:13, David writes, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb." David said, fearfully and wonderfully made. That's how he did it. It wasn't just some fly-by-night thing. Isaiah says the same. He made you who formed you in the womb and who will help you. That's our God. And in that one fertilized egg, this is from Bill McDonald's commentary, it describes every characteristic of that baby and will develop in time 60 trillion cells, 100,000 miles of nerve fiber, 60,000 miles of circulation vessels, 250 bones, plus muscles, ligaments, and joint. All created by a big bang? I doubt it. I don't think so. Some people know science and they believe it. I got three, plus one I picked up this morning, three examples of God's perfect design and creation written by a Bible-believing scientist. First one is a giraffe, which is a complete miracle. With the thin height, or the height, the thin legs, God shows some amazing designs. How does the giraffe's circulation system account for its head being 8 feet above its heart and standing upright? So it has to pump everything up there, but several feet below it turned in at its heart while taking a drink. Evolution must rely on random mutations and chance processes. And here's what he says. This finely tuned anatomy of the giraffe produces evidence of an intelligent, demanding designer. God is the perfect designer. Who else could that design an animal like that? The hummingbird, super rapid heartbeat, wing beat, 80 beats per second. He can hover, go left, right, back, forwards, up, down, and he can go 55 miles an hour. He's quite a show-off, too. It says in a courtship, he could dive down 60 miles an hour and swoop back up again. My grandkids would like this. All this work uses an enormous amount of energy to keep up this blistering lifestyle. Hummingbirds burn up a huge amount of calories, the equivalent for humans of 1,300 hamburgers a day. It said, if we tried to duplicate some of this, we would burst into flames. And then it goes on and on about the tongue. It licks this nectar out, 13 licks per second. This is the quote. I didn't write this. The hummingbird is a very good example of the evidence for God as a creator. He says, I cannot doubt the hand of God, the creator, in the design of this remarkable creature. Truly, the hummingbird is God's tiny miracle. And then this one is pretty amazing. The butterfly. God's incredible design transforms a caterpillar, goes in a chrysalis, and then comes out a beautiful butterfly. If you want details on this, see Colin or Jeff or Taylor. They are all experts. Colin's like a little professor. They raise butterflies in a wood cage with screening. And if we could bring up the caterpillar. That's the beautiful, beautiful, but it's just a lowly caterpillar. This is an actual butterfly raised by Jeff and Taylor. That's what they do. They get eggs, and this is a big operation. And then the chrysalis, I think that's sitting in Taylor's hand. She's upstairs teaching, but I think that's her hand. And then finally, this beautiful creation, the butterfly. Look at that. And I can't do it, but Taylor will tell you the species. She'll be walking around in a park, and she'll, oh, that's a golden blah, blah, blah. She knows what all these things are. We are in the same boat as the grasshopper. We are transformed into a new creation when we get saved. We receive the Holy Spirit, and then we have a new life and a relationship with Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. Thank God. I'm sure nobody here who's saved today wants to go back to that caterpillar stage. Everybody in here, if anybody is not saved today, can have this beautiful story, this new creation, by accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior and begin that new life. He died and sacrificed himself on the cross for our sins. If anyone believes that in their heart, confesses their sins, he or she will be a new creation, and he will remember your sins no more. He'll remember no more. I still remember them, and I'm not proud of them. I'm sure you guys have some tales to tell too, but we'll never forget him, but he forgets him. As far as the east is from the west, he forgets him. So we talked about this. He designed you. He created you. He wants to have a personal relationship. He wants us, he builds intelligence into us because he wants us to make the decision. And he wants to have a fellowship through eternity with him. He could have done it another way. He could have made us all robots, all going to heaven. But what kind of relationship would that be if there's no decision? He wants people to make a decision for him, and he gives everybody that choice, which is available today for now. We don't know when that choice is going to be run out. At the rapture, the choice runs out. But Romans 1:20, this actually reminds me of a police work story. Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what he has been made, so that people are without excuse. Just digress from this a little. The courts issue all kinds of orders, restraining orders, stay away orders. There's things that the DMV puts out. Failure to appear will generate something. I'll use an example here. I've already picked on the lawyer, so Dean, I'll mention Dean on this one. I know Dean likes In-N-Out. Without onions, right?
Right.
I knew that. Dean has a longing for a double-double, no onions. So he's driving up the boulevard too quickly, and he gets pulled over, and the officer, he doesn't cite him for the speeding, but Dean doesn't have any proof of registration in his vehicle. So he issues a cite, no valid proof of registration. So Dean goes on and on, and...
do I have my proof of insurance?
You had, yeah, it's unpaid. So he goes, gets his double-double and goes home. Then he goes, insurance comes due again, or registration, doesn't pay it again, he's saving money. So then he gets stopped again, same thing, in and out again, and then this time the officer runs Dean's license, and it comes back suspended. But you can't cite Dean for driving with a suspended license. He has to be served. So then the officer will write out a little thing. You know, there's a service, written notice by a police officer. That's the kind of service. So then you had two chances. So now he's served. Next time he goes for another burger and the same thing, that then the officer can see on the DMV printout, it all said, written notice by a police officer. So then he can cite Dean for a suspended license. You can't break a law if you don't know you've been served. So that's what Paul is saying in Romans here when he says, okay, you guys, everybody here, us, me, the creation of the world for God's invisible qualities, external power and nature, clearly seen, being understood, so that people are without excuse. We can't say, I didn't never hear it, I didn't believe it, I didn't know it. Basically, we've all been served by Paul when you read that verse. And it's not just New Testament people that talk about creation. Job says in chapter 12, but ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you. Or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all of these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. He says it right there, oldest book in the Bible. Yet people refuse to believe. And throw in the title of this today, Jesus, the perfect designer and creator, but he's also the healer. He builds intelligence into us, like Sherry's foot, it's healing. He built that in there. We fall, we break bones, we cut ourselves, we get sick. The body, we eat food, it goes through and the nutrients are drawn out. Our body releases adrenaline out when we get stressed. All these processes are designed by God. And those bones and blood cells work together to rebuild and strengthen the bone. You can see her today. She's walking today, no wheelchair, and she's got the boot on. And also, this is good news. The Lord, he's not done creating yet. He has work to do. In 2 Peter 3, this is after the rapture, it says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives, as you look forward, and that's what we do, to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. And here's the good news. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. We won't have all the sin we have here. And that's, there he goes, new heaven and a new earth. So he's going to continue to create. And he, in closing, he says, so then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. He healed us. He designed us. He creates us. He can give you a new soul. We are a new creation under him, and he gives us eternal hope in him in heaven, where we will dwell with him forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this word you put on my heart, Lord. We are in awe, as the camper said this week, just in awe of your creation, Lord. It's just unimaginable, as Andrew shared in the breaking of bread, what you have done. No one else, no other person, nobody else could do anything like you did. We praise you, Lord, and just praise the remainder of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.